The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for our practice for this moment in time, I'd like to invite us, especially as we enter, you know, the quote unquote holidays in the Western, in the West, the holiday season in many countries. And this period can be one of a lot of busyness or being rushed or being overwhelmed. Of course, this year with COVID, continuing to live through the pandemic, things could be different. But what the gift, and of course, many, you know, so much happening in the world with supply chain demands and problems and gift giving, et cetera, et cetera. So the theme I want to bring in for our contemplation is, you know, the biggest gift we can give others, especially, I mean, anytime at any period of our lives, but especially when other people are unsettled. And even if when we are unsettled and rushed and distracted, etc., is to offer peace to ourselves and to others. It is said that, actually, it's a little quote from Thich Nhat Hanh in his book Being Peace. He says that often when he received refugees in boats coming, if the boat hit rough seas, if everyone panicked, then the boat would capsize. But if there was just one person who had sense of peace, equanimity, then other people would be infected, quote unquote, in a good way, would really be impacted. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. They would be impacted. By the peace that is offered, and the boat would not capsize. The boat would, even if they hit rough seas. So, with that invitation, with that reflection, can we be the one, each one of us, be the one that holds the boat when it hits rough seas, to offer equanimity, to offer peace as an act of love, as an act of care? Because really, it is an act of care and love, holding this act of love service for others when we show up with a sense of peace and equanimity. So, and it could either be one more thing I want to say is that the boat that's hitting rough seas could be our inner boat, could be our own boat, could be us hitting rough seas. Can we offer peace? Can we offer love? Can we offer care to ourselves? And I'm using those synonymously because there is a sense of peacefulness, caring, soothing in a sense of love and care. Have you noticed how you calm down, how your nervous system can calm down when you practice metta or you feel held by the care of others? So it is an act of peace. And of course, when other people's boats, you know, when we are in a community or a situation where there's a lot of restlessness and anxiety and agitation, can we be the one not to make it worse, but help, but hold the steadiness, offer care, offer love, offer peace. So that is the theme. That is the theme for today's exploration. So with that, I'd like to invite all of us to land, to begin our practice, our formal practice, to land in our seat, to land in our seat, to land in our bodies, arriving here. Here. Greeting this body. This breath welcoming. Hi. Landing. Landing in peace. What if we acknowledge that peace is already here? It's not something to lie after. It's already here. It's like silence that permeates the words, the sounds. It's like the silence before and after sounds, through sounds. Peace permeating this body, this breath, the thoughts, even if there is agitation, distractedness, peace permeating, holding through the distractedness, agitation, unsettledness. Before, after, throughout, just like silence. Soothing, calming, loving. It's a soothing peace. Soothing peace, loving silence. What if we are breathing in this peace, breathing in the sweet, calming, loving silence throughout our body, our cells, our bones, breathing it out. As thoughts arise, when thoughts arise, can you breathe peace around them, through them? See the silence around the thoughts, the peace through them, around them, around the thoughts, the body, the heart, the mind, everything that arises. Being peace, being peace. What if you, we are already peace? We're just recognizing that it's already here. Beyond, profoundly beyond our conceiving, it's already here. We can perceive, notice, see from this perspective. Not so much looking for it directly, but as if we were allowing our peripheral vision of our mind, our heart. Oh yes, there is plenty of peace. Stillness. Which holds everything. Can hold everything lovingly, caringly. Not negating, pushing away. Spacious, expansive. if and when you find thoughts having taken you on a trip, it's okay. Peace is right here. It's never too far. It's already here. As close as your eyelids. As close as your breath. Offering peace to yourself as support, as an expression of love, care, metta. Nourishing, soothing your heart. Peace. Peace is the highest bliss, said the Buddha. Peace is the highest bliss. See for yourself the nourishing, blissful, dimensions of this loving peace. However much it can be seen, trusting it's already here, landing into it more fully with each breath. the same way that in metta practice, we radiate outward. We radiate kindness, goodwill outward as our gift to the world, to others. It's an act of cultivation. Can we consider our peace, our cultivation of peace, being peace, as a gift to ourselves, as a gift to others? Being peace, a gift of the Dharma, a gift that is above all other gifts, radiating peace. As if we were in touch with the inner Buddha, our inner divine, our inner Buddha, sitting peacefully with a half smile of the Buddha. Radiating our goodness, our divinity. Our grace, whatever words, concepts work for you to feel into this goodness, offering peace. Trusting that our peace is infectious, benefits all beings. Radiating peace. Like metta. Metta like peace. Peace like metta, interchangeable. Our hearts, our bodies resting in it. It's already here. And being radiated outward. we imagine others, people in our life, people we know, our dear beings, other beings, touched, impacted by the peace we offer to them as a gift of our hearts. Imagine them being impacted, touched by the peace, and calmed, soothed by this gift of peace. Which then calms and soothes you even more, feeling you've brought peace, the bliss of peace, to another. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, taste, know the bliss of inner peace. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Touching into peace as an offering, as a cultivation of metta, care, warmth, goodwill for ourselves and others. And I wonder if for this practice today, if that arose for you, if there was feeling into, dipping into states of this nourishing states of peace that feels like metta, also feels like care, support. And you're welcome, you're invited to share if you feel like talking. Sometimes after meditating on peace, there may not be much desire to talk because there's so much silence within. Yeah, a couple of reflections. One is from Jane on YouTube, who shares appreciation and says, this is exactly what I needed tonight. Ah, thank you, Jane. Glad to hear that. And another reflection coming anonymously on Zoom is, I couldn't find peace, but there were moments it seemed to find me. Lovely. That's great. I love that. It found me. Beautiful. Yeah. Mima, please.
Thank you, Nikki. I really enjoyed that. Something that came up for me from the very beginning, when you were speaking, when you used the analogy of a ship, but the quote you used, it reminded me of, I remember when I first, I spent a year on Dharma Seed only when I found this path during the pandemic. And it was around January that I started to do the Zoom. But what I noticed was that it was like I came to the Sangha with a wounded heart of everything that I was enduring. I was going through a very critical illness for over a year. And so coming, I felt like the peace and the care was being radiated from the Sangha. And I cried for a year every time I came, because I felt like that peace, that care, that acceptance was radiated. I'm in Southern California, and some people were like in Tel Aviv. And I could sense, I don't know what it is about this path. I just know that the peace and the love that's radiated through these invisible boundaries, and it's just like absorbed, you know, the radiance is powerful. And so that's what your reflection at the beginning, that's what it reminded me of. I hope I never forget that. I hope that I keep a beginner's mind in always appreciating that about the Sangha. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much for sharing this, Mima, and really attesting to how this pervading of peace, sharing our peace with others in the Sangha, it really touches people over Zoom, over boundaries, not even in person, right? It's over time zones. And it is palpable. And you carry that for others, Mima. You radiate that for others. Yes, to reflect that, to realize, yes, I too, I share my peace with others and I hold them with what I radiate. Yes, yes. Thank you. It looks like a light bulb went off. Yes, you're welcome to unmute yourself here. If you wish, you don't have to. Whoops, hold on there.
I never saw it that way. So I appreciate. So then it would be reciprocated, because I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Exactly. You're holding that for the Sangha now. It's yeah. We catch and we give and we receive. It's lovely. Thank you. Robin on YouTube is appreciating your share, Rima, as well as others. I saw heart signs. Any other reflections you'd like to share? Questions, comments? Being peace. Being peace. One thing I'll say is there is a sense of expansiveness, really. There's a sense of this expansiveness. And also one thing that I brought in is a quote from the Buddha that peace is the highest bliss, because we often think of bliss and joy and happiness as delight, as being the highest measure of goodness, happiness, which are wonderful. They're great. Yes, please have more joy. Please have more happiness. And there's something about peace that's even more joyful. It's more, it's funny, I'm using this word now in a different way, is peace is even more blissful, more satisfying, more joyful, really, than any other joy and happiness. So see that for yourself. Don't take my word for it. So with that, let us share our peace, share our inner peace as much as it has found us, in the words of person who shared, as much peace as has found us, and reflected peace, reflected goodness in breakout rooms. So roughly size of 3, taking care of yourselves, taking care of others. And start with 15 seconds of silence. Metta, peace. Hold just sitting with peace and see what needs to arise with each other. What a special sangha this is. And I appreciate Mima bringing this sense of connection over the boundaries of time and space. So the rooms are created and now they're opened. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Everyone, we have just a few minutes before we wrap up. For any comments, reflections, observations from the small groups. So please, you're welcome to share. You're invited. Did you notice something? Especially sharing with group. Any observations or challenges? It's all welcome. Wayne, I see your hand.
I just became aware while speaking to the people that I had not been aware that part of my difficult feelings were that I was comparing myself to other people. And so to label it, as you've said, is very helpful.
Nice. Yeah. So it sounds like the small sangha in the small group held you, was a mirror for you. They reflected back what you were not seeing yourself in this comparison, and they pointed it out to you. Yeah. Nice. Thank you for sharing that. So helpful sometimes to be held witness, right, by others who can see when you speak out loud. And yeah, it's the value of sangha. Jerry, I see your hand, please.
I was just struck by the analogy or the comment of Mima earlier about being in a critical illness state and feeling the, as it were, the affection and love and compassion across the cyberspace of. And so I was commenting to the small group that I also have felt that despite living miles away from many. That it was like I think you mentioned something about a boat in the water. And so the Sangha to me is like a boat, and the small groups are the secret sauce, like being in a cabin with 3 cabin mates and getting to talk about the rough waters outside. So keep it up. It's just an amazing moment. And it's a highlight of my day.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Oh, thank you so much for your practice. And your dedication, your wholeheartedness, the beauty that you bring and share with others. And it's reflected your beauty in everybody else's. It ricochets back. Every single member of the Sangha so deeply appreciate you and you showing up with all the challenges, all the difficulties. It's not easy being human. Have you noticed? It's not easy being human. It's not. It might seem easy for everybody else. Oh yeah, they've got it down. Oh yeah, they have no problem. Nobody else has any problems except for me. Guess what? It's part of being human. So anyway, thank you all. Thank you so much for showing up, your practice. And let's close our practice this evening or this morning, afternoon, whatever your time zone might be, by dedicating our peace, our goodness to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy, peaceful, and free. Thank you all. Thank you. Now I stop the recording.